Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. This is W. James Dennis, and coming at you again with another Ask a Hustler question. Before we get into this question, if you haven't done so already, I urge you to go to my website, www.wjamesd.com, hit that free stuff tab, and sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's basically a newsletter, a lot of good game in there, a lot of good information. And you also get a free report, just as my way of saying thank you. So, go ahead and stop the podcast. I'm going to do that now. Anyway, man, I hope all of you are well out there. We're going to cover a pretty interesting subject. All these Ask a Hustler questions are getting really good, man. It lets me know that a lot of people are catching on to the information, appreciating the information, enjoying the information. And basically, that's what it's about, man. Pass on the game, there's only so much you can get by reading. There's really only so much you can get by reading. Because I always say there's three levels of students. And this is not just for the game. It's for anything in life. You always have those people that just read, they just study. They just read through something. They might get a few tips here and there. They're like, oh, okay, that's fantastic. And they're on to other things. And you have those other people that study deeper. They take studying to a whole deeper level and they really, really get into the material. And they'll take some of the information and they get a lot more information out of what they're reading. And then you have a third level of student, and they are the ones that don't just study the information. They break it down. They put it into a form that works for them. And they actually use the information. I need you all to really overstand something. When I say overstand, we don't stand under, we stand over. I don't use that word a lot because I don't like to confuse people. But I need you all to really overstand something. Knowledge is just knowledge. Knowledge is just knowledge. If you do not use what you know, you will never truly understand it. In the game, we say knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You can also use the term overstanding. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding / overstanding. Knowledge is the receipt of the information. You're taking in information. You're breaking it down to a form that works for you, simplifying the information, because that's how the brain works. Your brain works in patterns. So you're taking in the information, you're breaking it down, and then once you get to that point where you have the knowledge, you will not get to the next point, which is wisdom, until you use the knowledge that you have. Wisdom is knowing how and when to use the knowledge that you have. Once you get to that point, knowledge and wisdom come together in an understanding. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Okay, with that being said, we can go ahead and start getting into this question because, again, this is one of those questions I have to answer with game because it's a game question. The question is, how do I keep game tight? Let's backtrack. To catch you all up, for those of you that don't know anything about the game, you're unfamiliar with the game, you're not unfamiliar with the terms. In the game, what you're doing is you are operating as much as possible. You're operating at a peak level. This peak level of operation is called game tight. This means you are on top of every aspect of the game you are in. You're on top of it. Nothing is sliding by. You're not falling behind. You're not overlooking things. You're not missing things. You are on top of everything. That is a state we call game tight. When you are not game tight, you are leaking game. Or you have a few what we call game leaks. If you do not stop these game leaks, you will eventually suffer game loss. Game loss is when you lose something that you have already gained, or you lose an opportunity that you were working toward because you weren't on top of your game. Game tight means you are operating at a peak state in your game. That is being game tight. So, in order to remain in a state of game tightness, you have to have no game leaks, or as very few leaks as possible. Think of a game leak. Let's just say you're in the middle of an ocean. You're in a rowboat, of all things. And for some reason, there's a hole in your rowboat, which means water's coming in. And if you do not get rid of that water, that boat is going to sink. And you're stuck. So when we talk about getting rid of game leaks, we talk about plugging those leaks. Literally, like you're in that boat, you see that leak, and you have something to plug it to keep the water from coming in so the boat does not sink. So to stay game tight, you need to be at a state where you have no or very few game leaks. If you have a game leak, you have to be able to plug that leak. How do we plug a game leak? Before we get to any of that, you have to understand what is meant by measuring progress. And this gets really deep. I'm just going to cover the surface information of it now. You all know I'm an author. You know I keep blogs. All this information is out there if you want it. I'm going to be pulling for this particular podcast a little information from Revealing the Secrets of the Game, one of my books. So we're going to talk about briefly about purpose and goals, because a lot of people are confused about a life purpose and goals. A lot of people think goals and purpose are synonymous. They are not. A purpose is a life commitment. As a matter of fact, a purpose is a commitment so strong that it's something you will be willing to die for. Something you will be willing to die for. That is how strong a purpose is. Now, when you have a purpose for your life, that is when you form goals. And all those goals should lead you step by step by step to your purpose. Those are what goals are for. Trying to sleep with as many men or as many women as possible, that is not a purpose. Those are just goals. Trying to get a new car is not a purpose. That is just a goal. Trying to be wealthy is not a purpose. Those are just goals. Your purpose should be higher than yourself, and it should be something you are willing to die for. And very, very few people truly have a purpose in life. When you do not have a purpose in life, and you do not plug all your goals into that purpose, and you just make general goals, your goals will not get accomplished very often. You will lose motivation. You'll lose focus, and you're just not going to advance very far. This is why people use the term goal, and over the years, this term goal has actually been watered down. It's actually been kind of corrupted in a way, because now everybody's on this term like, I got goals in life. I need to make goals in life. I need to see myself where I want to be at in 5 years. I need to see myself where I'm going to be at in 10 years. And I need to make goals. And very few people, I would dare to say, maybe only 5 to 10% of people can actually keep a goal for more than a year. If somebody sets a, if not, I'll say 80 to 90%, that's actually closer to 90%. 90% of people who will set a goal and that goal is not accomplished within 12 months, they will drop that goal. They'll drop it. Even more people, I'll go up to maybe 97, 98% of people, if they have a goal and they are not seeing any results or that goal has not been accomplished in around 3 months, they will drop that goal. And that is weak. It's weak. Okay. So let's bring it back because we're getting a little off subject, but I needed you to understand goals and purpose, because in order for you to identify and measure progress, you need to know where you're at on your journey, on your path. And as you are hitting these goals, that is a way to measure your progress. You know where you're at, because one goal goes into the next goal, goes into the next goal, goes into the next goal, eventually leading you to your life purpose. Follow me? So, that's how we measure progress. Now, if we are on that path, if we're hitting goal after goal after goal after goal, and there's a goal that's not being accomplished, there's a goal that we're having problems hitting that may need to be adjusted, or we may learn some new information that forces us to change a goal, which is perfectly fine. That's natural. Things change. But you need to have a mental aspect of focus and concentration so you know where you're going with these goals. You know where you're at in life. So you are able to measure your progress. I've accomplished this goal. Now I'm moving on to this goal. Once this goal is accomplished, I'm going on to this goal. And this is the way you measure progress. So when you talk about game leaks, and in order to get to a state of being game tight, you have to measure progress so you know where you're falling short at. You know where you're not really focused at. Areas where you're actually backtracking instead of advancing. These are identifying game leaks, because you're measuring your progress. You're not making progress. You have a game leak, and that game leak needs to be plugged. Since you have an idea now, and again, this is just, I'm just doing surface information here. I'm sorry. I don't want to go too deep. But since you have an idea, if you're measuring progress and something's not right, something's not working right, something needs to be fine-tuned, something needs to be changed, we're looking at a failing system or a game leak. And again, if you leak too much game, you will suffer game loss, losing something. Or you might end up losing a lot, and you might have to start over completely from scratch. It happens. So, when we're measuring our progress, and we're seeing that we're not hitting things, that's our game leaks. And in order to get to the root of a game leak, you got to remember, a game leak is nothing but a problem. And I say this all the time. People disagree with me. They want me to use all these nice fluffy terms like obstacles and hurdles. And man, forget all that, man. Life is a series of problems that must be solved. Life is a series of problems that must be solved. A game leak is a problem in your advancement in life. In order to plug a game leak, need to be able to identify the root of that problem. How do we identify the root of a problem? To identify the root of a problem, what you need to do is what's called negation. What is negation? Negation is the process of looking at everything that is not. Looking at everything that is not, meaning it's not A, it's not B, it's not C, it's not D, it's not E, maybe it's F. And I use example of a car a lot because Actually, I think I overuse it, to be honest with you. But I use it because people can visualize. It's easy to visualize, and it's easy to follow along. So, if you look at the example of a car, a car is a bunch of systems put together, just like the human body, and all these systems need to work in unison, in harmony, in order for the entire vehicle to operate at peak efficiency. So if one system, let's say your water pump is going out, or let me keep it simple in case you're not familiar with car parts. Let's just say your battery's going dead. And you don't really realize your battery's going dead, but you kind of feel the car's losing power. You kind of notice that when you turn the key into the ignition, you know, the interior lights, let's say you're driving at night, the interior lights are kind of dim, you know, the lights on the radio, they're a little dim. So you know there's a problem. What could it be? So you would go through everything that is not. Is it the fuse? Or a series of fuses? Are those going bad? You would check those. Not. Those aren't it. Is it something else? You would check that. And you would find out that's not it. And eventually you would get to the point where you're like, okay, well, it's either the alternator or the battery. You would check the alternator, check the battery, and you would find out it's the battery. This is the process of negation. It takes you through everything that is not, so you can identify what is. Once you identify what something is, then you make it a plan or a goal to plug this game leak, to solve this problem. That's all plugging game leaks is. It's just solving the problem so you can get back on track. It's going to the mechanic to replace your battery so you can get your car back moving and operating the way it's supposed to be. But in this case, you become the mechanic, because the game is always getting you back to you. That's another subject. So when we talk about staying game tight is a peak state that a player in the game operates at as much as possible. This takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of motivation. It takes a lot of drive. It takes a lot of attention to detail. Being in the game is not easy. And I will never tell you all it's easy, but it is worth it, because you will move through life at a level that the average person will just be fascinated by. They won't understand it, man. So, I hope that answered your question. The way you stay game tight is you continually look for... Let me not use the term look for, but you keep a lookout for possible game leaks. And when you identify a game leak, an area that's weak in your game, that's weak in your structure, for those that understand, an area that's weak in your structure, you need to plug that. Identify the root of the problem. Get to the root of the problem. Identify that problem. Solve that problem. And get back to playing. Remember, a player is always playing. Always. And finding and solving and plugging game leaks is part of the game. You cannot control everything. But when you recognize something that can be fixed, you need to be responsible. Keyword, you need to be responsible and fix it. Again, too many game leaks leads to game loss. One big game leak will lead to game loss. And we don't want that. We want to stay game tight. And in the process of plugging leaks is called getting your game together. Okay? So I hope this answered your question. And as always, hustlers have a very unique perspective on life. So if you have a question about the game, you have a question about business, or you just have a question about life in general, do not hesitate to get at me. Email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And just go ahead and send me a question. And we will chop it up, and I will do my best to answer it. I will deliver. I guarantee you I'll deliver. All right. As always, y'all keep it simple. I'll talk to you next time.